Welcome back to this week's episode. I am very excited to share this guest that I have on today. And just before we dive in, the topic of today's episode is accessing and tapping into your wild woman within. And the first time I heard about this wild woman archetype was in early 2020, and this was February, so it was before everything happened. And I was traveling in Chile and I read the book Women Who Run with Wolves. And I was in a transition in my life where I didn't know what was next, and I was surrendering and I was traveling and allowing myself to be piqued by my interest and what was guiding me to my next step. And at that point, it was really my next step in my career and, you know, starting a job. And I really learned so much from this wild woman archetype that it's okay to take the space to be confused, to be in flow, to not know what's next, and to do that slowly. And that is what my guest really talks about in today's episode. And I have on Aylin Dean, and Aylin is a wild woman embodiment mentor, a feminine leadership coach, and sensual somatic facilitator. And Aylin is also the host of the Wild Woman Magic podcast. So she coaches mentors, visionary women, and new paradigm leaders to embody their wild feminine power for more freedom, fun, and fulfillment. Aylin came to this work through a series of healing spirals and breakdowns that ultimately led to her purpose work. She went from feeling anxious, experiencing panic disorder, and hitting rock bottom to feeling empowered, grounded, and liberated. Aylin is passionate about sharing her modalities with women worldwide and being a fierce voice for feminine liberation. And you can find Aylin on Instagram at I am Aylin, and that will be linked in the show notes. And there's a few other links. She has a mini Wild Woman workbook for free that you can check out. Her podcast is linked in the show notes as well. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Instagram and hope you enjoy. So welcome to the podcast, Aylin. I'm so, so happy to have you on.
I am so excited to be here, Emily. This is such a beautiful way to spend my afternoon.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Same here. And yeah, I love the work that you're doing and would love for you to share with myself and my listener what really brought you to working with women and helping them embody their wild woman within. How did you discover this path?
Oof, I feel like a series of initiations, a series of moments. And mine started almost like a decade ago right now with, I experienced panic disorder and anxiety, and it was so bad. I was hospitalized like numerous times and I had all kinds of testing done, and it was one of those like really low moments of my life. And I recognized pretty soon after that there was quote unquote nothing wrong with me. And my body just had so much alarm that was just stored. I had so much trauma that I had just swept under the rug. I had been people pleasing my whole life. I had been following a path that was never mine to choose. And even though back then I didn't really know all those things with clarity, right? I just knew something was off and I'm like, my body just shut down. And then it went to, well, now I'm going to get into self-development and go to the gym and like really work on myself and really heal my body. And I was able to holistically heal panic disorder within 2 years of just gym, changing my nutrition, getting the help I needed with talking with, individuals that could really help me. And I went through that cycle. And then I started a podcast many years ago, and it was Hype Girl Podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, I found my voice now. Now I want to share my story. And like, it's like the evolution, right? And I did that for a while. And I always wanted to help women in a more intimate capacity because I knew my voice was strong. I knew I had the podcast going. And it took me a little while to really figure out what that was going to look like for me. And so I went into the whole coaching industry for a while and I started coaching women. And soon after, I feel like I had another moment where I was like, I know I meant to be in this space, but I didn't know to what capacity and I didn't know anymore what it was. And what I was doing was not really fulfilling me. I was working with women on mindset and anxiety relief. And I realized quickly that while this was part of my story, it's not necessarily what I was here to teach. It was a part of my story. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So then I got initiated even deeper, and the wild woman this time, who I had no idea really who she was a few years ago, I got called into the sacred pause. And most people, I pretty much had a coaching thing going and I decided, you know what, this isn't it. Most people would just try to scramble and rush to the next thing and feel super pressured to figure it out. I actually just paused and went into a deep dive into the spiritual journey. Like I went super deep and I just was like, this is a sacred pause. And most people were like, oh my gosh, like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm not on a timetable right now. Like I'm really going to pause and I'm not going to be in this sphere of, oh my gosh, FOMO, everybody else is moving and I'm pausing. But what happened is that ignited the clarity and the realization of like my entire life and all these moments. I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, I've just been living in this good girl shell. I've been outsourcing my power. I've been doing all these things that people tell me that I need to do. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And that was my first initiation with the wild woman, was a sacred pause. And it was really coming back to myself and who I am. And I had so many beautiful feminine mentors and spiritual mentors, and they were able to help guide me and really come back to me. And that's how the wild woman journey began. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this work and I never even realized it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I resonate so much with your journey. And it's funny that, you know, you think whenever you think you have it figured out and you think, you know, it's like, the universe is like, hey, here's one other extra like deep dive that you didn't even know is coming. And yeah. And it's just funny because every step, you know, obviously led you to this path and was meant to be part of your journey. And yeah, I can definitely relate. And I think it makes sense. You know, you want to find that safety in your body and your health and have this container for this deeper work to happen and your nervous system to be able to handle it. So it totally makes sense, like when you look back on it. But I know that journey of pausing and not knowing what's next. And I find that that's really this feminine journey of, you know, uncertainty and trust and not doing, and really like that stillness where that's where the clarity comes through. And so I'd love to hear from you, who is the wild woman and why is she so important?
So who is the wild woman? You know, I always get asked this question too. And it's so funny because like my first instinct is like, oh my gosh, I don't want to define her. You know, I don't want to put her in a box.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the first instinct. I'm like, okay, I don't want to put her in a box, but I want to respect the question too. And what way can I like express this and channel through? So for me, when I think of the wild woman, I think of this return to our more, it's an energetic that lives in every woman's psyche, right? And it's this return to this primal, more instinctual, intuitive energy that's within us, right? It's almost like our authentic blueprint, this more, it's an original blueprint. And I always like to think of her as this sacred rebel. Like she's the OG rebel. She's the original, the original rebel, you know, and she really does help us reattune to our natural cycles, to our ebbs and flows. And I mean, it really reminds me of almost like a mirror to nature, where we're going against nature so much as humans. And when we look at everything around us, it moves in the ebbs and flows, you know, it's in seasons and there's flowers that bloom in their own time. And they're also not comparing to what the other flowers are doing in their time, you know? So it's like she is just this force of nature that really reconnects us to inherent worth, to our primal roots, to the intrinsic intuition. And I really think it has a lot to do too with stripping down that good girl conditioning too.
Oh, yes. Talk to us about that. Like, what's the good girl conditioning in relation to the wild woman, and how, you know, why do you think that comes about? Love to hear that.
Yeah, oh my goodness, this one's a big thread. I feel like the good girl conditioning, and I love like thinking of it as a good girl myth, where it's not really true. We make it right. True because of what's passed down through conditioning, right? Our lived experiences, that the patterns that we're playing into, and it really is something that has gone back through all our maternal lines. Like, we can see how deep it runs. So it didn't start with us. And I do feel that over time, and I'm not someone that really blames patriarchy. It's more of like, this is kind of what's happened. Like, let's just kind of take a look at what's happened and look at everything.
Yeah,
it's not like sometimes I think like, see, smash the patriarchy, and like, men, you know, men have done this, you know, and it's like, I'm not here to blame. Like, and I'm also not here to be a victim anymore. It's how can we come together and be agents of change? How can we come together and just kind of say, hey, these structures and these systems have oppressed us. There are systems that have put us in a box. There have been ways in which the patriarchy has really dimmed down our light and our power, or made us forget. It's like we're on this amnesia journey. Like, we're all trying to remember. And it's like, it's because the power of that is so powerful, they don't want us to remember. You know, because it kind of threatens the structure, it threatens the status quo. And at the core, we saw thousands and thousands of years ago, one of the books I had read, it was like Sacred Feminine Wisdom and Keepers of the Womb. And it was about, you know, there were matriarchies, and there was balance in the tribes, there was balance in the communities, and everybody had their role, and it was so respected. But it didn't put them in a box. It was like this nature, it's like this natural balance. And then we look at today, and I feel like a lot of women feel that they're ticking off the boxes, and they're going, that was me too. And it's like, the one thing I did get right, and it's absolutely insane, I have been married for like 10 years. So that's the one thing. And that's been such a journey, and it has been a roller coaster, because I was on that journey of, oh my gosh, what do I want? Like, you know, but at the core of that, I have always chosen us, you know, I've always chosen that relationship. So we have grown and blossomed together. And now he's like all for like wild woman. He's like, okay, this is like awesome and amazing. But I did tick off the boxes. And I was like, I was that person that went through kind of the status quo. My parents didn't go to college, but they wanted that for me so bad, because they wanted what they couldn't give me, or they wanted what they didn't do. You know, they want the best for us. And so I went down that path, and I remember loving learning. And I think that's why I'm such an amazing teacher, because I love learning. I love deep diving into and integrating, right, everything that I'm learning, so I can teach it to my clients and my community. But I loved learning, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I remember thinking like, this is it. I have to choose this thing, and this is what I do until I retire. And then after I retire, like, I'm going to die? Like, whoa, you know? So it's been this journey of recognizing that there are beliefs, and there are patterns, and there is like this conditioning, and being aware is half the battle.
Yes.
That's it. Being aware of it. And then it's like, okay, what are we going to do with it? And I know my journey has not been the most direct route. I feel like it's taken me a little bit more time, and just looking at some of my things that like in my chart make a lot of sense, because I have like structure and ruling and like going by the rules in some places in my chart, but in the same category, I also have like Uranus going against, you know, everything. So I am meant to kind of have that resistance, but I'm meant to rise above it, you know, and like transcend it. So it's very interesting.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what is your human design, you know, like in your profile type?
Yeah. So I am a 4-6 self-projected projector.
So you're
talking about someone that's had to, not only did I go through this deconditioning journey of this good girl, you know, sit still, look pretty, just be nice. I'm also unraveling being a generator, and I'm currently in that journey still. And I used to be afraid to tell people that because I'm like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think of me as a leader? But I'm like, I'm still in that journey where I've been on and in hustle your face off mode my whole life. So now that I learned a few years ago that I was a projector, I'm like, now I can start deconditioning. I can start resting more. I'm like, okay. And it's so hard.
Yeah. As a fellow non-energy being, I'm a reflector. It's like, once you realize that, yeah, it's like, wait a second. I'm operating the exact opposite as like most of everyone in society. And it's just so, yeah, you're just honoring yourself once you know your design, and then you start acting and living from that way. And yeah, I totally agree. It all starts with awareness, and we can't change and grow in the ways we want if we have these things operating outside of our awareness. And yeah, I completely see how my listener could, I think we get totally conditioned in this good girl myth around, you know, following this path that our parents view as safe and like accepted. And I love that you mentioned too, that it's not about fighting back against the patriarchy, and it's not about blaming. And I think a lot of my own learning, and I work with goddess archetypes with women, and it's just like so many synergies here. Like, yeah, there's reasons why like our power has been oppressed, and it's really about embodying ourselves fully. Like you said, this wild woman is our natural way of being to break out of those ways. And it's not like anyone's fault at all. And it's really just like, here's what we're dealing with. Here's what happened. And you know what, the more you fight against something, I find that it's actually like it's not actually providing a solution. And so it's much more powerful to partner with men and to invite them into this journey to support. And I'd love to hear from you because, you know, you talked about this hustle, this good girl, like way of being that you were operating in. And I think a big part of that is perfection. And so I'd love to hear from you. Like, why do you think perfection is so hard to let go of? And can you share some of the ways you nurtured creative courage to take this type of messy aligned action?
Oh my gosh. Perfection is even, I'm still unraveling. I catch myself time and time again. Perfection is such a beast because we're in such a fast paced world right now where we're seeing the end product of something, or we're seeing people in their stage D and just are in stage, we're not even in A, like we're pre-A, you know, like we're not there yet. And I think we don't see the hours and the time and the rough drafts. And that's why I appreciate so much when people are like, hey, this is what I used to do. And this is like 5 years later, this is now like what this looks like now, you know. And it's not about being perfect. It's about the progress. It's about the journey. And a lot of perfection is just an avoidance of feeling something. So we can keep telling ourselves, oh, I'm so, you know, it's so dangerous to even say this, but it's like, I'm a procrastinator. That's just who I am. It's like, no, you're not. This is because you're afraid to feel something. It's the possibility of ridicule. It's the possibility of disappointment, shame, failure, like all these things. And then we wrap it up in a bow and we say, well, if we don't want to feel that, so I'm going to put it over there. So it'd be easier to just not do this at all, or say it has to be perfect so I can keep putting it off and putting off, or taking my sweet time with it too, which is something else. And then be like, well, I don't want to feel that. And we deny ourselves depth. We deny ourselves a meaning. We deny ourselves the full experience when we say that if it's not perfect, then I don't want to do it at all. And I think that's such a, it's such a spiral to be in, and it's like that start stop spiral.
Yeah,
you start something, you stop, you start, you stop. And I've been in that too, and I still catch myself, you know, I still am like, why does everything have to be perfect, you know? And it doesn't, and I do want to say, I think it's incredible that we take pride in our work. I think that there is like, there's an inner perfectionist to where, yes, we take messy aligned action. That's to where I got to. I was like, I just want to take messy aligned action. I'm going to say done is better than perfect, but I do want like my higher self to come through and say, we're going at this 110%. And 110% doesn't mean perfect. It's just that I'm going to use my all, and I'm going to let it have space to breathe so that it can evolve and get better and better and better over time.
Oh, I love that. And I'm sure my listener can relate, you know, especially on the entrepreneurial journey. It's like, oh yeah, I think that it's like, we tell ourselves these stories around procrastination. And if you look deeper, it's really that avoidance. And I feel like that's what brought me to embodiment work, was like realizing that it takes so much, you know, you experience so much sensation when you do put out creative work and you do put yourself out there to be seen and to support and be in your purpose. And yeah, you'll avoid that if you are disembodied and if you hold frozen tension in yourself. And I love this way that my listener can recognize it's happening, the start and the stops. Like if you see that pattern in yourself, like you're so excited about a project, and then, you know, it drops off and then you're like, oh yeah, I'm not meant to do this now. Or, you know, you put it on the back burner and then it's like, well, wait a second. So I also like the distinction that you make around, you know, you do want to put out quality work. And I think that there's our higher self that wants us to do this and do it in an imperfect way. So like spend the time and do keep iterating and making it better. But know that there's no such thing as perfection. And that's like the shadow side, I feel like, of this part of yourself that wants to put out the best thing, but the perfection's like, well, it's never going to be good enough. So I really like that you make that distinction. And I want to circle back to this wild woman and how can my listener connect to her so that she's along for the ride of this, you know, putting a creative project together, putting something out in the world. How can my listener like partner with her or start to recognize her in themselves?
Oh, one of my favorite ways, that the number one way, reading text. And I think it's so simple. It almost is like, wait, what? I would say anything that you can get your hands on, even listening to podcasts or a text, reading articles, reading books that talk about the wild woman. You don't have to like go out and buy all the books and be like, well, I'm just going to read all these books and then I'm going to wait and then I'll take action. But just sinking into her traits and her characteristics and what she stands for. I have always felt so very moved into inspired action just by reading, just by hearing transmissions or people talking about the wild woman. I also recommend too, definitely going out and playing and getting your hands in the dirt, like going out in nature. And it's, I feel like people expect really complicated things,
right?
Really complicated things. And I mean, we're trying to simplify and be more efficient, you know, that's one of my things, is helping people be more efficient with their energy. And it's the simplest things over and over and over again, really sinking into nature and play, really getting into like reading about her. Like this evokes her energy. This evokes her. It stirs something in you. And then all of a sudden you're going to be like, why do I want to go outside and play now? Why do I want to get my hands in the dirt? Or, you know, oh my gosh, like I actually want to like move my hips and get into some like feminine dance and like just allow my body to flow. But those would be a few things just off the top of my head that are really simple.
That is so helpful. Yeah. Practical ways to start to connect with her and her energy. And it's not about, you know, dropping everything and going on a camping trip or, you know, like moving out to the middle of the woods. I think some people think like, how do I in today's modern world, like connect with this wild aspect of myself. And I love these small ways. And would you say that book, Women Who Run With the Wolves, is like a wild woman archetype type of book focused on that?
Oh my goodness. Yes. You know, I will say for anybody that has not read it, be prepared to read it and then be like, WTF.
Yeah.
Read it again and then be like, oh, okay, I think I got this now. And then be like, yeah, you know what? I think I need another read. Like,
exactly.
It is very deep, but it is one of my most favorite texts that just has really, really, really activated me. And I love that she does so in story format. So it's more digestible and she really explains a lot too, but it's not too heady, which of course is like, yes, a wild woman, come back to the body, you know?
Exactly. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear. Yeah, I think I came across that book like a few years ago and it was like very early in my embodiment journey. And I was like, whoa, what is this about? And then I read it again and I was like, wow, this is so powerful. So I'm glad to hear that that's talking about that. I feel like that's the first time I really understood, oh, there's like a wild, untamed part of me that's been pushed away and like hidden in this box in order to, you know, achieve or be accepted in today's world. And it's just like a natural, organic part of ourselves. So I love that. So my listener, you can check out that book. And what were the two other books that you had mentioned earlier on, that Sacred Feminine, I think one was?
Yes. I had it pulled up because it's kind of a long,
I think I've heard of that one.
Let me pull it up. I had it right here because I was like, man, I know it's, here it is. It is Womb. This is really amazing. Womb Awakening, Initiatory Wisdom from the Creatrix of All Life.
Oh, wow.
Very, very eye-opening and very beautiful. Talks a lot about symbolism and sacred geometry, just the sacredness of the feminine and the womb. And really, and that's such a big part of the wild woman, is reconnecting to the womb, reconnecting to our cycles and not working against them, which I did my whole entire life up until like 2 years ago. And now I'm like, what the hell?
Isn't that crazy? Like, we are just brought up to just completely ignore such a natural part of ourselves. And it just like incites all this shame and self-consciousness, when it's really like, wait, this is just a part of our being. And it's the most healthy, natural thing about us. And when we embrace it, yeah, we just feel so much better on all levels, like not just physically. And yeah, the womb space, I have been learning so much more about that in my own embodiment journey. And, you know, I recently had a pelvic healing session and oh my God, like I didn't know that there's a whole world, you know, going on there, and like your emotions are there like for days after. And even still, this was last week, I feel like more is coming up and you don't realize that it's just a place in your body where you store so much pain or just emotions that feel too big. But when you connect, like as women, I believe it's like one of the most powerful parts of ourselves where we draw upon our power, right?
Yeah, I feel that so much. I feel like I'm still, even with all the work that I have done, this is something I feel I'm in my like infancy.
Same.
You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I recently, last year, I got my sensual somatic facilitation license, and and she does sensual somatics is like her thing. And it was so amazing. And she has this community that she offers, and like the girls that did the certificate, you got kind of like grandmothered into it for free for a year. And she has like all these people and things, speakers and things coming on. And a lot of them are womb work and pelvic work. And some of it does intimidate me a little bit. Yeah. Even with everything I've done, there's still some things where I'm like hesitating, or like I lock up, you know, I can feel myself, that tension. So I'm it made it my, like, one of my intentions this summer. I was like, I'm going to deep dive into all of that, and not so much so that I can teach it right away. You know, I really wanted to journey with that, almost like I want this for me and I want to integrate this for a while before I even touch on it.
I feel so much the same as you. Like, I am just opening up to this journey, and I feel that it's like my own journey first before, like, sharing that, because, like you said, you know, we're brought up to live from our heads, and this is like the exact opposite. And I think that's why it's so, like, foreign and like, what's going on here. And I love that you have done central somatics. I've never heard of that, and I'd love to hear more about what does that entail, and what other modalities did you find most healing in your embodiment journey and connecting to your body?
Yeah, so central somatics was one of those. It's like a course, it was a program, it was a journey. I feel like that really cracked me open, and in ways that I just never really knew that there was so much tension, there was so much stored in areas of my body. And this is coming from, like, fitness, and I do aerial, you know, like aerial silk. So it's like, I've always been moving my body since panic attacks hit. Like, I've always loved to challenge myself in ways, but this was so different because I had to slow down, had to connect to my breath, and it really opens up your sensual pathways. And there are so many nerves, there's so much, like, activation areas, there's so many different things that are stored, and there's so many different pathways. And the movements that she taught us, and just really integrating that, opened me up in a way that I just, like, a lot of times it was just crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like crying. And then why am I crying? But then I'd realize afterwards, like, there's this euphoria, like, wow, like, I get to love me. I get to, like, be in my body and experience this vessel. And I think for me, it was really listening to my body again. And that was one of the biggest modalities that really has helped me, is sensual dance, sensual somatics, and really just feeling into these pockets, you know, of pockets of pathways, you know, in our body. And what is this trying to tell me? And I know it sounds so weird. Like, when you're listening to it, you're like, I don't understand it, but it really is something to experience. But I would say central somatics was definitely breath work. Mm-hmm. And I would just say slow sensual movement. And even sometimes too fast paced things have been fun too. Like, I know a lot of people talk about, she teaches us, like, sacred twerk too, like really activating the root chakra and everything, which is really fun. But I'm falling so much in love with just attuning to the subtleties and slower movement.
I love that. It's so healing, like you said, when you build this relationship with your body and your internal senses. And it just allows you to love yourself more, like, become aware of all that's alive and going on, instead of being numb. And, like, when you're numb, you're disconnected. So you don't actually, you're not able to feel yourself fully and feel, that love for yourself. And I love that. I think that somatic movement has been a practice for me, like, more embodied movement, which I'm sure is, like, a similar path, but it was really helpful for me to also heal and, like, just, move my body. Cause you know what? I had, like, so much disconnect between my top half and my lower half, where it was just like, what do I need this for? Like, what do I, you know, like, and even, like you said, faster movement. Like, I have found just going to the gym or doing different kinds of classes that are helping me strengthen my body. Like, I don't know if you relate, but being on the spiritual path, it was kind of like, okay, spiritual work, emotional work, mental work, like, body, where that's, like, the lowest on my priorities. And it really, I realized, was, like, keeping me disembodied. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, moving my body is the same part of this spiritual journey and self-worth journey, and breath work too, big part of my journey, big part of what I use with the women I work with. And I think that was actually my pathway to embodiment, was breath work.
Like, breath work.
just start breathing, start getting connected to your body and out of your head. And yeah, and so I love that you're sharing these ways that my listener can practically start to connect with this wild woman archetype and have these tools and understanding of like, here's how you can start to learn about her and then put it into practice. And would love to hear from you. Like, how are you supporting women? Where can my listener find you? All those good details.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. So real quick, you can find me. My favorite playground is Instagram. So it's at @IamALynn_. And that's like my playground. And how I'm supporting women right now, I'm currently in the middle of creating, it's already out, so it's totally available, but I'm in the middle of creating a 12-week wild woman journey. It's a path to liberation. And we start August 30th. I had to double check real quick. We start August 30th. And this is a group, I would say it's like a group course program. So it's a lot live, going on live. And each week we're going to be going through remembrance, reclamation, and rising. Is those are kind of the 3 months that are separated. And we go through really remembering the wild woman, reclaiming the wild woman, reclaiming the body temple is holy, like healing the witch wound. And then of course, in the last month, we're going to talk about self-expression, retrieving creative power, and really rising into the sacred rebel and how you want to embody that moving forward. So I'm really, really excited for that. This is really a container I'd love to involve over time, you know, and just get more deep and expansive. So I have that currently right now out, and I will also be offering some one-on-one spaces too here very soon in the summer to be able to work with me. But I'm so one-on-one is so private and it's sacred, you know? And so absolutely, I don't do a whole bunch, whereas some people it's like, oh yeah, like I can handle a whole bunch. I'm also a projector, so I just want to make sure that like, I have the space for it, but like, I want to make sure that it's such a deep, intimate relationship. Like I'm here to do life with you. Like that's my one-on-one intimacy. And like, it gets to be juicy and fun. You get to come to me, you know, in the hard times and in the rise and the celebration. So I'm really excited to be offering that one-on-one journey as well. But right now Untamed is out and it's on early bird special too.
Incredible. Incredible. It sounds like such a powerful journey. And we have so many synergies in our work that we do. And yeah, my program is called Reclaim. And so, you know, it's like this journey of like, yeah, it's really coming into your own and reclaiming those parts of yourself. And that does lead to liberation that you're talking about. So I love that you're offering this, and I will link all this in the show notes as well. And I think you had sent, was it like a free workbook that my listener can check out, this wild woman journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a whole workbook that I offer in Untamed. Like you get the whole, I think it's like 38 pages. It's part of like, it's like an added bonus. And it goes through these kind of good girl archetypes that I created based off my own experiences and also working with women. But I created like a snippet of that as a freebie for my listeners as well. So absolutely. I'd love to be able to share that with you. So I have a free workbook too.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with my listener. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been such a empowering conversation. I can't wait for my listener to take away from and illuminate this wild woman in them. And so they can start to get to know her and really build this special relationship with her. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Emily. This has been such a treat, and I cannot wait to get to know you more too after this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I feel the same way. Me
thank
too.
You for, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.